And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the U-Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
Dr. Perry now with us today. He'll be back soon. Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip in 5 minutes. Before we get to there and the end of this week's show, let's run through some of the other news of the week. The headline is Drinking Alcohol to Shrink. Wow. What's that about?
Well, this is a very interesting story. This is a large set of study, and what they found is that the women who consumed a little alcohol every day had thinner waistlines and were closer to the ideal weight than those who were teetotalers or who drank more than two drinks a day. And they said, is it the alcohol? Is that little alcohol relieving stress or whatever good for you? And is that the reason? Or is it just that these women who drink a little alcohol do it because it's healthy and consequently they have more healthy behaviors and in fact are healthier in general? So this was looking at the large set of studies from the set of Niehane's and the Nurses' Health study, a whole bunch of studies, that innocent little drink may be helpful in controlling your weight. We don't know whether it's something specific about that, such as relieving the stress, or whether it is just you're likely to do other things healthy. So if you do that healthy, you're likely to be thinner.
Hey, what if you wanted to drink beer, right? And you got the regular beers, the light beers, and you got the low carb, you got the, Miller 64. Are you better off going to the low carb, the low beers?
From a standpoint of health, it's whatever you enjoy, because the alcohol is what makes it healthy. Now, most beer has some of the B vitamins in it. You don't get enough to make a difference unless you're vitamin deprived of everything else. Most wine has a little something else in it. Most alcohol, if you have it just plain without a sugary drink, those are all good drinks. In other words, you want it without added sugar. They're all roughly the same in health behavior. And what you really should do is enjoy the one you enjoy most, because you're most likely to be satisfied with that one drink that is healthy for you.
All right, so the 64-calorie beer, not necessarily the healthiest or the better one for you. It's all based on your preference, what you're saying.
Exactly.
Yeah. Before we go to the Real Age Tip of the Week, how about three HIPAA myths? I thought you'd think that might be kind of enlightening for our listeners here today.
Well, what people should know is that medical privacy, your data online, is very well protected. Anytime something gets out from a hospital, there is a huge fine potential, and they have done it. So, in fact, that one physician lost his computer riding on a bus, and it had a bunch of information. There's no data, and it was password protected. No evidence that it was released, but the fine was for the hospital that employed him was $1.5 million. That's how carefully. When people look in, and we have electronic medical records, if you look at someone else's medical record for more than 30 seconds, you're allowed to hit something by accident, but if you look at something that you're not supposed to for more than 30 seconds, it's recorded. When it looks at it, if this looks like you were trying to look at something that you shouldn't have been looked at, not an accident, you're fired. So it is a very carefully protected thing. These three myths were, can your name be called out? Yeah, your name can be called in a waiting room as long as it's discreet and it's not saying, Joe Gluski, you with the whatever it is, the turnip in your whoochamacallit.
Well, I used to be that way, because I'm on radio here and I go to a specialist and they say my name. And not that I'm Dr. Oz or anything. It's like,
oh, you're not?
They look at me and say, oh man, I listen to your radio show. And I said, I told my specialist, I said, anyway, you cannot say my name. Can you say my first name? So, and they changed it.
Yep, you can change it, and you can even have, you can ask them to call out a different name. So you can be Joe Young, if you want to.
Mm-hmm. Might be Joe Young.
Second thing is, your medical records never can be pointed outward. If you use a paper chart, you've got to have it your name face the wall so no one can read whose name is in that room. You know how the plastic areas where they keep charts outside of rooms, they have to face in. You can have a sign-in list, but you can sign in any name you want. There's a great joke about that, about, I don't think I can tell it on the air. I'll have to clean it up about the sign-in list.
You know what happened to Paula Deen there a couple of weeks ago?
About a week ago. It's not that bad.
venture on the side of caution. Now, I like that story. So count on that, Dr. Mike, for our little get-together on my morning show here in Syracuse on Tuesday morning.
Great.
So I don't have to email you at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning telling you what we want to talk about later on in the day on my morning show. Dr. Mike joins me with Real Age Tips every day on my morning show, and he also joins me once a week here in Syracuse on WSYR Radio. So that'll be our topic on Tuesday. How about we get to the Dr. Mike Real Age Tip of the Week?
And this one is a fun one, because it fits with what Gary talked to us. It's type of plastics to live without. If you've been meaning to get iffy plastics out of your life, this should be a kick in your pants. Exposure to BPA and DEHP, that's a phthalate found in many plastic household items, are linked to reduced thyroid function, which affects every cell in your body. And about 30% of women over the age of 60, about 15% of men are now coming in with low thyroid function. It may be because of these plastics. While more research is needed, we don't think you should wait. We nix plastics made with BPA and DEHP, and shunning plastic thermal receipts like those from gas stations and fast food restaurants, which you should too. Imagine picking up something linked to cancer, miscarriage, fertility, obesity, immunity, and sexually developmental problems. You throw it away faster than Peyton Manning throws passes, right? That describes BPA. Gary went over that. Well, the lab studies have also linked DEHP and other phthalates to lower sperm counts, reproductive problems, and liver cancer. So BPA is likely to be in older, clear, hard, refillable plastic water bottles, pitchers, and baby bottles. Most new are BPA-free. They're supposed to be totally BPA-free. But it's also in those receipts. Turn them down. But phthalates, that's the one I want to specify, that DEHP. Six have been banned from cosmetics and kids' toys since 2008. But others still work in toys, food packages, shower curtains, raincoats, hoses, even shampoo. So, avoid stuff with a plastic odor, or air it out in a backyard or on a porch for a few days before using it. Clear your world of toxins, and your real age is about 1.8 years younger just from those plastics. And that's the Real Age Tip of the Week, Joe.
Hey, job well done, Dr. Mike. Thank you very much. Hey, Bridget, thank you for being a wonderful caller today. You just were amazing.
Oh, thank you.
And we'll hear. Actually, Bridget, Bridget is a very important part of this show every week as well, helping us out on the show weekly with some of the news of the week. And we thank you for listening today. If you want to reach us at any time, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com, miss a segment, radiomd.com. This has been You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.